Wait, it sounded like you was holding on to that one.
I get into it. I can talk about it now. Yeah, ooh, we are hinged. We free. We can say whatever the heck we want to say. And I just got in trouble for my hoes dancing. I don't understand what this means, but I was told there was too much dip on my chip. I don't know who the hell dips their chip and don't put a lot of dip on their chip. That defeats the purpose of the dip.
I just wish I had another set of hands. I get them hoes four thumbs down.
The Godfather would say, hey, just get on the hoo train.
Ladies and gentlemen, them hoes need to get on a train.
I was going to say something. I ain't even going to say nothing else.
You talking about the leave it alone. Smarter because it's smarter?
No, nah, they need to get on Metro because them hoes got to go.
Man, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to love them. They all mine then. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. If we seem a little unhinged, it's because we had to bottle up all the crazy in order to do a television show celebrating.
That's right, folks. Somebody left the door open because they put us on TV.
I know, right? Can you believe that? So we had to button up.
I left the gate open.
We had to use our proper words. KG had his hair pulled back. He was on a different set. You know, everything. James actually didn't even have a wrapper on his cigar.
His Cohiba.
I have not had a drink, ladies and gentlemen. I have not had a drink tonight.
That's dedication to your television prowess.
But guess what?
It's time to get lit.
Time to get lit. And I'm even doing something different tonight. Since we had to go all prim and proper earlier tonight, I'm pulling out the wine.
Come on.
Just a little bit of wine for the occasion.
Somebody's getting a little Polly Prissy pants.
Travis, Mac. The cabinet.
Ew. Really? Really?
Look at that. We got an echo again. What's going on?
It's probably that damn Cabernet Sauvignon that you're about to pour out.
Nah, it ain't this. It's something else. That's something going
on. Midnight Rider said you can drink on TV.
Well, I have to remember that.
And yes, this is WrestleManiacs Unplugged After Hours, whatever you want to call it.
Fuck this shit.
Okay.
Oh, I got that on echo. Okay. We can't be fine now. Fine. We were clean.
That's a lovely bouquet on this stuff.
You may objectify some people.
Excellent on the palette.
Does it have legs?
Oh, it's not legs. I bet you got big legs. And hoes was looking at all the while.
Sumo, it's got to be you.
It's not me.
Your microphone go out. Your audio get crazy. You have one job. Be sober.
See? Look.
Broken.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know why there was an echo last time. Listen over there. And he heard it. That's not me. We didn't have his echo.
KG, is it you? I don't hear that echo now.
Nah, cuz it ain't me.
It is. Yeah, you're still there.
y'all really
just still there. Just still there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that must be you.
You just set up sumo?
I'm in a queue. I've been accused.
If the audio fits, you must have quit.
Okay, wait. I'm going to jump out and jump back in. Y'all just keep going.
All right, let's see. Is it him? Yep.
Is it him?
Yep.
It was him.
He set you up.
And Ryder put me under the bus too. Look at that.
Straight under the bus. No love.
Throw me under the bus.
He must be on the black and white. No love for the Wolf.
See, ladies and gentlemen, last week I'll take the blame for the Echo last week because Raj was over at my dinner table listening to the show on his telephone, which had like a 2 or 3 second delay. So when he came over here and did the Paul Heyman thing, and he was stopping and starting again, he was hearing himself over there. That's why he kept starting and stopping.
You need to go back. Did you just say that man was listening to us on his telephone?
On his telephone. He was live on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen.
Who the fuck is listening to us on the telephone?
Oh, on his telephone, on his cell phone. You know what the hell I meant.
You to put that man on a rotary phone, listen. I mean, if he could do that, that's cool. I want one.
Hey, he was Paul Heyman. He was on one of them knuckle busters back in the day. He was doing the Paul Heyman thing. He was on one of them head crackers.
So that man was dropping quarters in the payphone listening to us. That's dedication. That's dedication right there. That's respect. Respect, Raj. Respect.
At least he was listening. At least he was one of the ones that was actually listening live.
On this.
Thank you for everybody else that was too on that day. And today.
The yellow pages and before. The white pages.
Oh, and he got a wardrobe change. Look at him.
Holy hell.
He had a wardrobe change. Look at him.
God
dang. I ain't changed nothing. It's the same shirt I've been had on. I had on a Rick and Morty shirt and like,
We couldn't tell. He got his hair a little darker too. See what happened when he go on TV?
No, it's still gray. It's still gray.
He tried to change up on us. Trying to get brand new. Oh, in case you missed it, Nubian Sumo has a telephone in his house.
I do have a telephone. I got a landline. I sure do.
I do too.
That's what was causing the echo.
That's not even what was seen. See, he done messed the whole thing up. I'm paying no attention, KG. Let's get this show started. So he can go to bed because obviously he's loopy from lack of sleep.
Oh man, no, you was going in and your super soliloquy of justification talking about Raj was over there and listening to us on his telephone.
No, that was me taking accountability, unlike you. You want to pass blame on people.
Can't dress that up, dog. Like, we're in 2024. Nobody's using the telephone right now.
I have a phone right here.
Is it a rotary?
No, it's not a rotary. It could be, though.
You sure?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Smurfly.
Uh-huh. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first 10 minutes, we have just literally talked about not a goddamn thing. Because...
And it's all your fault.
We produced our first for TV show. Good luck with that. Hopefully it goes well. And people tune in to hear us go completely ape crap afterwards, after we record that. Oh, God. You better not. Why no respect for Kevin? Nobody knows no damn Kevin.
It's only one person in this world.
Who the hell is Kevin, cuz?
It's only one person that calls me by my first name, and that's my granddaughter when I don't answer.
I called you Kevin.
You ain't called me Kevin in 24 years.
I also ain't paid you in 24 years.
So what you ain't paid nobody.
What'd you say, Berkeley?
I said, what the hell? I said, you ain't paid nobody, Michael Eisner.
Damn right. Damn right. So, ladies
and gentlemen. Oh, yes, man. It's a beautiful belt, isn't it?
He's only temporarily holding it. Just to keep shining it to make sure it's clean for the rightful true owner. But in our televised show of the same name, we talked about the draft, and we'll come back to the draft in a little bit later on in the show. We're going to start this one off on a little bit more of a different pace. There was a young gentleman, kind of got curly hair, really skinny, short stature, rich as hell, that, you know, likes to play with, you know, Barbie dolls, male. And he likes to pose them in different things and put them in different situations. You know, he may call that, you know, wrestling. You may also call that a wrestling ring and put a name on it and call it AEW. But either way, Tony Khan made a comment many years ago, right when AEW was beginning, stating that he was not going to be one of those folks that are going to be involved in gimmicks and taking bumps and doing things like that. I say that to preface what we just witnessed this past week on Dynamite with good old TK having a nice little in-ring moment with the person that he suspended post CM Punk. I believe they're calling him the scapegoat. His t-shirt sold out on AEW.com. Jungle Boy or Jack Perry. And then the heel turn of the heel turn of the heel turn. Jungle Boy, a.k.a. Jack Perry, nails Tony Khan in the gut. Tony kind of forgets to sell the gut for a moment. And then here comes the rest of the Elite, only to find out that they're going to give Tony Khan a Meltzer driver. And KG, what do we see on the NFL draft? Got it right this time, ladies and gentlemen. Even got a little marker so that way we could teleprompt and all that other drawing shit that they do in a draft. What did we see on the NFL draft from Tony Khan?
People incorrectly giving him the record of being the only man to wear a neck brace and continue kayfabe when it was no, none other than Jim Cornette was the only man to ever do it. He was the first man to do it. So, yeah, we saw him wear a neck brace at the NFL draft too. Do it. We love absolutely hit the sideline junkie Saturday night WrestleManiacs. Keep up kayfabe. Keep that kayfabe alive.
That's right. So I got to give, you know, some respect and props to Sumo. I know you have probably a lot to say about this situation. You know, it's interesting that, you know, Tony Khan kind of decided to put himself in the play. However, was okay with Cody not becoming heavyweight champion in AEW. But either way, you know, we saw the Meltzer driver. We saw everything else going on. We saw how he's bleeding it over into real life. So art imitates life. But Sumo, I know you got some feelings about this situation. Were you pissed off with it? Was it annoying? Was it an insult to your intelligence? Or was it just good TV?
First of all, you got to call a spade a spade. Tony Khan, you're a liar. you said it yourself. You said you would never be a gimmick for a storyline. And look at you now. Every time I try to give you props and try to give you and try to say something good about you, you turn around and do some dumb shit like this. But hey, it was good for the storyline. It was good that you did it. You know, you gave Scapegoat a chance at a receipt, if you will.
Yeah.
For having him suspended and whatnot. But then again, you messed it all up. You take the Meltzer driver, you take the hit, you take the lick from Jungle Boy, you got your daddy coming out checking on you with all those wrestlers and whatnot. Then You go to the draft, make sure that you're seen with the neck brace on, and then you just turning your neck, just doing regular stuff, like nothing's wrong. You know, you're not selling it at all. And then going back to the actual night that it happened, you take the hit from Jungle Boy, you take the Meltzer driver, you're down on the mat, everybody's checking on you, your daddy comes out and looks you over, and then you get up on your own two feet and you walk out of the ring. You just buried the whole 20 minutes that you just had on national television with the whole thing by walking out. You couldn't have waited for somebody to kind of pick you up and kind of carry you out over their shoulder. You couldn't have gotten on a stretcher and got wheeled out
or put in the
You had to walk out on your own two feet under your own power. Even if it wasn't on television, you knew they were still taping. You knew it was going to come out. So, Tony Khan, you ain't worth two pennies rubbed together, motherfucker. You ain't worth a damn. You need to stay your monkey ass and gorilla. And get out of grown folks' shit. Because you don't know what the fuck you doing when it comes to perpetuating a storyline.
And that shows, if you ever wanted to try to figure out what the difference is between AEW and WWE, that's the difference. The nuances. Vince would have sold it. He would have, well, we've seen it. Not even would have. We've seen him, you know what I'm saying? Sell it, flip out, do whatever, from a stunner to a rock bottom to a chair shot, you know, pretty much everything you could think of, color if necessary, but he would have sold it to the moon. And TK, not only did he get up and walk out after what, he even buried the move. So now, if Tony Khan could get up and walk out and go to
the Meltzer driver,
off the Meltzer driver, that is no longer a finish at all. He just DDT'd, basically. People be popping up from that thing and no selling. So there's your difference between the two. You did have a question, though, popping up. It's ties into that championship belt that you are wearing draped across your left shoulder. So if you would like to speak to that, you're more than welcome to.
Oh, yes, yeah. Hey. What you doing over there?
You just can't spray it.
You should have finished that when you was off camera a little while ago.
No, because he
go ahead, speak your piece. Say it. Tell him how you really feel.
Since you wasn't here a week left.
Saturday.
Let's talk about it.
You ain't got a job. Tell him,
Craig.
Tell him.
Let me raise my arm a little bit so you can get a little so you can see it real good. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what you gotta say. I understand what the Midnight Rider's doing. You know, he getting a little rub there. You know, a little rub. But you sitting there talking about my belt. That's temporarily on the other side of town right now. That's okay. My belt will be home. The belt stays home.
That's right. The belt stays home. Here with me.
That ain't home. That's vacation. That ain't home.
This is home.
Nope.
Same place Nia calls home. Right here.
Yeah, here we go.
Right now.
Here we go. Here we go. Why you gotta bring her into it? What she do to you?
She's done plenty to me, and I ain't liked every bit of it.
Well, guess what?
She's not like most girls.
Yeah, she ain't like most girls. But hey, you know what I do?
Oh God,
tastes like candy. I can feel it when you walk, even when you talk, it takes over me. Tastes like faith.
Be monetized before we get monetized, motherfucker.
If that don't make the clip all around the place, I don't know what will. That, yeah.
That's just yep, me showing that, love to Faye thing. Jackson, because she out here doing the damn thing. Big ups to Faye Jackson for that.
You
she
know
is,
what?
She is everywhere right now.
We're going to move on because I never want to have to see that again.
Hey, don't hate, baby. Don't hate cheese toast. I got this long, luxurious hair. I'm going to use it. Fuck that. Oops, sorry.
You can say it. You ain't got to say sorry. Say that shit. Tell them how you really feel. So WWE releases have happened this week. A couple of them are a little interesting. One of them was a tearjerker, mostly from the superstar that was released. But I'm not going to lie, that tugged at my heartstrings. So the first one I want to talk about really kind of, it's like, man, that's messed up. Because it seemed like there was going to be some sort of push after the social media rise for this particular superstar. After the spot with The Rock that went really well. Really liked the, just came back not too long ago. Kind of like Baron Corbin. A true heel. Or heel's heel, to put it that way. So, Jinder Mahal has been released from the WWE again. He was originally with the WWE from 2010 to 2014 and then came back in 2016 for a second run that wasn't anywhere close to what he had achieved as the modern day Maharaja back in 2014, 2013. So what's your thoughts on Jinder that, you know, Sumo never liked, but thoughts? Feelings.
I had no problem with Jinder Mahal. It's just that was your boy. That was your partner. I had no problem with it.
That was you had a problem with him being my ace. KG, I know you.
I mean, it's a shame that he wound up getting released like he did. You know,
it's a good
talent. They could have done more with him, but you know,
where would you it like happens. To see him go? Who's going to use them well?
I don't know.
TNA's kind of stacked right now. Honestly, I think Tony Khan may scoop him up.
Actually, I could see him in TNA, actually. I could actually see him doing something with Mustafa Ali. I would put him with Mustafa Ali and have him as his heater, because right now Mustafa Ali is dealing with the good hands, and this is prefacing what I'm going to be something I'll be talking about a little later. But he's right now and doing things with the good hands. Right. It's kind of like his buffer. But he doesn't really have anybody with him. He could use like a heater, so somebody that can wrestle for him. You got to go through him to get to Ali. So Jinder Mahal will be a good one.
And I thought about that myself on possible ways he could be interjected into TNA. But the reason why I was thinking AEW, because Tony Khan right now has just decided to finally subscribe to the WWE encyclopedia and start flipping through and getting ideas. But B, the one thing now that Miro's on the shelf or somewhere is AEW doesn't have a talent that can be used from the standpoint of their nationality. Doesn't have, you know, an Iron Sheik, if you will, or somebody, you know, General Adnan, or you know, even Sergeant Slaughter, speaking of Adnan, you know, when he was doing the Iraqi thing, doesn't have anybody at that level
that folks can hate based off of where they're from. And if he's, you know, going through the playbook, that's something that, you know, is Vince-centric, but always worked in the WWE. You know, you always had that one, you know, group from wherever, Canada at one point, you know, all the way down to the Middle East. Everybody played their part. Except for black people. Well, actually, no, you had the Nation dominated. You had the Nation.
I get what you said. I get what you're saying.
Even the black people had to be in it.
But I get what you're saying. But it wouldn't work in AEW, A, because Tony Khan is all about diversity.
When?
So he wouldn't bring up the he's always been about diversity.
No, he was in the beginning of AEW about diversity.
He's obviously a liar, but he's always been about his thing's been about diversity. Plus the fact
where's Sonny Kiss at? Talk about diversity. You know, the diversity is kind of left AEW now. Like I said,
well, he doesn't have some kids, but he has Nyla Rose.
Where's she at?
Well, right now she's in the spotlight because of all this stuff that happened in Oklahoma. You heard about that, right?
Go ahead. I may have missed that.
Okay. A few months back, there was a show. They did a show in Oklahoma where Nyla Rose was in a wrestling match. Mm-hmm. A few weeks back, the state of Oklahoma's athletic department, the athletic association, whatever you want to call it, they sent a letter to Tony Khan saying that the next time they come back to Oklahoma, Nyla Rose cannot wrestle on their show because they do not allow transgender athletes to perform in their state. So now there's a big uproar from not only AEW, but other organizations talking about boycotting Oklahoma and not going back to Oklahoma with shows because of this. So if they play their cards right, they would use this, being that Nyla Rose is actually in the national news now because of this. This has made national news.
Wow.
So, yeah, you got Nyla. They didn't do anything with Sunny Kiss, and she is now off in the independents doing her thing. But they do have Nyla Rose. And she is been doing things. She's been doing things with Athena over in Ring of Honor.
Right.
She was in contention for her title for the Ring of Honor women's title, which yep. She still is. Lost and probably, but she's still in contention. They're talking about maybe giving her another shot at some point.
But she's still not a nationality. That you can put that out there to hate. The closest that they have in AEW is the Asian contingency, but there's so many of them, and they're not grouped together. They're just, you know, one's with this group, one comes in this time. They've got a girl, you got a guy. We don't know what the heck is going on. You know, just all these random names just showing up from time to time doing run-ins or matches, so they're not galvanized into a group. So he doesn't have that one Iron Sheikish or that Nikita Koloff or whatever that could just walk in, and you know, the closest that they had was Miro, but he wasn't playing up, obviously, he couldn't, the Bulgarian brute and all that stuff, because that'd be gimmick infringement. But he was the closest that they had. Now if they get gender, he can play the role with no problem because he's already done it. It's not gimmick infringement, he's just, you know, respecting his culture at a higher level. He could still be the Maharaja or take another moniker or something like that, but he can run with it. That's just why I think, you know, AEW may be a better fit. He could get a championship out of it, do something, get him some more heaters, and really, you know, work something out.
But see, I say TNA because, like I said, with him, you put him with Mustafa Ali, he could play like a Nick Khan type character for Ali. It could be almost like a rib to WWE.
Yeah. I mean, that could work too. KG, what's your thoughts? You've been quiet over there.
Okay, let's start from the top. Jinder Mahal being released, dumb move, but WWE hasn't used him properly in quite some time since his return. So they haven't used him properly. You could, when you keep thrusting people into the spotlight that are not ready for it, you're not using them right. You could have done something when Seth was first hurt. You could have done something so Seth could have took off his time before now.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you make it so McIntyre gets the belt off of him, then Damian Priest cashes in. That could have been done months ago. You had Jinder Mahal. That could have been done months ago. But where he would land, AEW would be great, but you guys talk about putting him with Mustafa Ali, and you got Aleister Black, you got Mustafa Ali on AEW. Those two work so well together as tag team partners and opponents. That's all I need to see. I need to see them two together in a program. I guarantee you it's must see TV. Now, if Ricochet gets released, he needs to go right there with him, because that right there, ain't nobody beating them three.
If they lose Ricochet, they lose Samantha.
Ain't nobody beating them three.
No, they won't. You got so many. She ain't going nowhere. Even though I like your Malachi Black, Jinder Mahal situation, but Malachi Black is about to go back to WWE.
I heard that too.
So they about to break up. Him and Buddy Matthews are going back to WWE.
Yeah.
So now there's another release that we're going to talk about later. If they wind up coming to the AEW, that would be interesting for them three to meet back up again, and then. Yeah. For them to go, them going up against the Mobile Embassy, we'll talk about that in a minute.
So bringing it back in to just name a couple more names from NXT, we had Zion Quinn, Xia Li. I thought she was a great talent that they just never really found a way to use her. They were kind of going to that towards the end of her run. You know, the thing kind of like almost a Rosemary-ish type of deal with other characters and you know, I don't know what the hell it was.
More like what was old girl's name? The one they released, the blonde. In WWE, the one that was going to do the Sergeant Slaughter gimmick and they got rid of.
That was Lacey Evans.
Yeah,
Lacey Evans. They did her. They did a worse version of what they did to Lacey Evans with her. Yeah.
But, you know, she was always good spirits. Her and Jinder were both well-liked behind the scenes, and everybody just commonly felt that, you know, they could have had a better run. They just weren't given the right situation. You know, they basically Natalia'd her. You also had Sangha from NXT was released. Here's one that hit me right here in the heart after what? 80 million freaking vignettes that he is coming. They got rid of Veer. It's like, I was so pissed off about Veer coming, I didn't want to see it. Pause on that. You know what I mean? But, you know, like, yo.
No, Diddy.
You keep telling me. Yeah. Keep telling me this guy's coming to be on the show. He's going to be here. He's going to be here. He's going to be here. Then he's finally there and nobody cares. Then you release them, and guess what? Nobody cares.
See, here's what I'm talking about. They put it, well, hold on before you get to Vaughn. They put him with Sangha, made the tag team Indusheer, which was a badass team. Put them with Jinder Mahal, right. Had them three together.
But they had no place for Ginger to go.
Oh, they had plenty of places for him. They could have done a lot with that, with the three of them, but they chose not to. They put him in. They put him in NXT. They put him on SmackDown. They put him on Raw. They just didn't do what they needed to do with him.
Right.
And now all three of them are gone.
Excuse me.
That's why I'm saying you put Indusheer and Jinder Mahal. That would be the situation I would put them in AEW. Put them in AEW, and then put them against Brian Cage and the Gates of Agony.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be a banger.
That would be a nice storyline. That'd be a nice storyline going right there for a while. And then put them, and then that they could be involved in that trio situation that they got over there, because they got the best trio situation outside of Mexico going on right now between Bullet Club Gold,
House of Black,
Badass and the Acclaimed, House of Black.
You got Lucha Bros and them.
Death Triangle. With those three. Whatever luchadors you got left, you know, between Commander and I think they already let Gravity go, but you could bring Gravity back, and I think they got Laredo Kid, and what's the other one's name? There's another one. I don't think, but
was it Epico? Oh gosh,
Serpentico.
Yeah, they need to bring
Serpentico and Angelico. Yeah, but they would have to find another partner because the Luther's with Tony Storm now.
Yeah, and then they could also reform the Jericho Appreciation Society.
Stick them in with the trios in AEW, but Jinder by himself, I would say TNA. All three of them together, definitely AEW.
I feel you on that. I'm with you. So we had Von Wagner, and then the one that tugged at everybody's heartstrings, even to the point to where Logan Paul reached out to him. My man was crocodile tears, hurt, because he was, from what he allegedly said, that he had raised some concerns about his direction. And like, oh, don't worry, you're not going anywhere. You're safe. You know, we've got something for you. Yeah, we got that pink slip. Cameron Grimes, arguably, in my opinion, one of the best NXT characters post OG NXT talent. He came out of the Dusty Classic, whatever they called that tournament that they had. I know we had the main. I think it was Dusty Rhodes Classic, right?
Yeah, he was in the Dusty Classic. Yeah. Well, no. Was it Dusty Classic or was it the Cruiserweight tournament?
Maybe the Cruiserweight.
Yeah, it was a cruiserweight term.
He was involved in one of them, but you know, he emerged out of that to work with the Million Dollar Man, had the Million Dollar Belt, you know, had his little top hat. If he was the closest thing that I'd seen in a long time to a sober,
Brooke Bagwell. They took his gimmick from when he got all that money from Bitcoin.
Yep.
They took that gimmick and gave it to Baron Corbin.
I know, right? I thought that was pretty messed up too, but Cameron did it better. You know, playing that Southerner and all that stuff. Cameron Grimes, like, man, great character.
Well, he's always got a home in TNA if he wants one, because that's where everybody finds him. His feet.
It's just that, man. You know, and I was like, dude, he's a good guy. I enjoy watching him. You know, really, I enjoy watching the backstage segments that he had. More than, no disrespect to his matches, they were good matches, but you know, he was just good entertainment.
But you know, Jim Cornette said it best though. He said, As soon as Cameron Grimes cut off all that body hair, he became just like everybody else. He right. just blended in. He said that body hair kept him different.
That's
and
true.
It did. It did. So yeah, as soon as he cut off all that chest hair and whatnot he had, that was it. That was it for him. He just became became everybody else.
Good point.
But yeah, like I said, he'll either go to TNA. He may even make a visit over to NWA. I can see him going to NWA for a minute just to get back on his feet.
Well,
and then
hold that thought, because if we're talking about TNA, I think it's about time we roll into a special TNA edition of That's Just Nubian.
Well, all right. So we're going to talk about TNA right now. They did have a pay-per-view last weekend on last Saturday, which was the TNA Rebellion pay-per-view. It started out on their pre-show where they had Ace Austin, Chris Bay, and Leon Slater. Leon Slater being a British wrestler. I believe he wrestles out of either Progress or Rev Pro, who came into organization, and they wrestled the Rascals, which is Trey Miguel, Zachary Wentz, and Myron Reed. Myron Reed is a newer member of the Rascals. They wound up picking him up in the Independence. He was wrestling for MLW for a good while. He was their former middleweight champion. For a good while. He is now a member of the Rascals. He's taken Wes Lee's place in that group. The Rascals ended up losing that match to Ace Austin and Chris Bay. Next up, there was a defense of the TNA Digital Championship where Crazy Steve defended the title against Laredo Kid. And now Laredo Kid is your new digital media champion. There was a Knockouts Tag Team Championship match where Jody Threat and Danny Luna wound up defending their belts against Rosemary and Havoc. And Jody Threat and Danny Luna wound up having Lars Fredrickson at ringside with them, who is, for those that don't know, is the lead singer of the punk metal group Rancid. So, and he is a big wrestler fan. He's been in some WWE situations, and he was there at TNA because they were in Las Vegas for the pay-per-view. So, again, you have Jody Threat and Danny Luna, who call themselves Spitfire. Who have retained as their champion. Then you had for the first match of the main card, you had the X Division Championship being defended. Mustafa Ali successfully defended the belt against Jake Something. You had a grudge match between Joe Hendry and Rich Swann. Rich Swann, who is now aligned with AJ Francis, and they call themselves I gotta get to that in a minute. I can't remember what they call it. I can't remember the name of their First Class. I'm sorry. They call themselves First Class now. And during that match, on the outside, somebody who was at the show, who was just watching the show, former NFL player Sean Merriman was there on the side. He wound up getting involved in the match and wound up getting actually in the ring and attacking Joe Hendry, along with an entourage of others, kind of like a mixed bag of folks who hanging out with AJ Francis. One of them being, and I thought this was peculiar. I don't know if you have been watching YouTube or the reels and on Instagram and Facebook. You see this guy called Tyrone. Hi, my name. He's a big black dude who walks up to the folks and like, I'm Tyrone, and I'm here to fuck your wife the long way. And he starts messing with people like that. He's gained some kind of internet fame off of doing this to people. And he was there as part of this entourage. Okay. So he's got all these rappers and whatnot that come out, like DJ Who Kid came out for him at one point on a show. This past Thursday, he had Bun B from UGK that was with him on stage. Dang. So he's just bringing a whole bunch of different people that are part of him, that are down with him and is down with First Class or whatever. So, you know, he's bringing a lot of names into TNA that are bringing them, you know, if not social media attention, just, you know, attention from, you know, the people, the how famous these people are. Right. So I guess that's a good thing for them, for TNA in that regard. Next match was a Full Metal Mayhem match with Frankie Kazarian beating Eric Young. And we had a surprise guest in this match. For those that paid attention to TNA and to Impact Wrestling, Janice came back.
Really?
And if those don't know who Janice is a 2x4 that is laced with spikes, long metal nail-like spikes that used to be carried around by Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
Abyss being like TNA's version of Mankind. You know, real hardcore, got the mask and the whole nine. And he is now a producer for WWE.
Yep, he produced some WrestleMania matches.
Yes, he was producing for some of the WrestleMania matches this past WrestleMania. So, you know, the appearance of Janice was, you know, a welcome sight to a lot of those who pay attention to TNA. You had Steve Macklin, who I was talking about last week. I couldn't remember his name, but there was talk of him leaving TNA to go back to WWE or maybe to AEW to be with his wife, Deonna Purrazzo. Mm-hmm. But he wound up announcing that he was at this pay-per-view that he had re-signed with TNA and that he wanted a match right then and there. And so Santino Marella came out and said, okay, I see that you want a match and whatnot. You know, you've signed your contract. You know, we that's good. I've actually signed somebody else tonight.
The Undertaker.
And they also want a match. So I'm glad you want one because now you got one. And guess who it was? It was Mike Santana.
Mm-hmm.
From Proud and Powerful, the former member of LAX
and JAS,
Latin American Exchange, with Conan and Ortiz back in the day. Yep. So now he's solo wrestler. He's come out and he's now signed with TNA, and they had a match, and Mike Santana wound up beating Steve Macklin. And so that's starting to develop into a nice little rivalry there. Then for the TNA World Tag Team Championships, Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards, who are members of the System, wound up defeating Mike Bailey and Trent Seven, who called themselves Speedball Mountain. Mm-hmm. You had a last man standing match with Josh Alexander going up against Alexander Hammerstone, and Josh Alexander wound up winning that match. Then there was a vignette that went down where you had this masked wrestler who was pretty much introducing himself to TNA during this vignette, who wound up being Jonathan Gresham, in an octopus mask. So for all those who know, he calls himself the Octopus. And when he comes out in the ring, he has this mask with this octopus mask with all the tentacles coming down this way. He's taken that mask and he's removed the tentacles to where it's just the mask with his mouth open. So all he has to do is take off the tentacles of the mask, put it to the side, and he's wrestling in that now. So I don't know if he's going by an actual name. Maybe he is the Octopus now, or what the situation is, but he looks like he's getting ready to start wrestling under a hood now. So we'll see how that goes. For the TNA Knockouts Championship, you had Jordynne Grace defending the belt against Steph DeLanda. Steph DeLanda, for those who don't know, is the heater for Matt Cardona. This is the woman that's been riding around with Matt Cardona in the independents here for a while as his bodyguard, pretty much. And she is now, Matt Cardona has announced that he is hurt and wasn't around to be in the corner of Steph DeLanda. So she wound up getting the services of the Good Hands, who were at ringside with her. And during the course of this match, the referee got taken out. One of the Good Hands wound up getting the referee shirt, put it on, and was about to give the three count. He got the two and the lights went out. And when the lights came back on, PCO was holding his hand, keeping him from hitting three. So you got PCO, who's taking out the trash, pretty much taking out the trash with the Good Hands. And then Khan comes through. Khan being Connor, who used to be in a tag team with Victor back in WWE. Could y'all remember what the name of that tag team was?
The began with I got the Acolytes in my. It's not the Acolytes. It's
It's like the Acolytes, but it's not the Acolytes.
Something like that. Yeah, that's just the first name that came in. Dang it, KG.
Yeah, I can't remember what the name of what it was either, but he wound up coming out to help out to try to get rid of PCO, but then the lights went out again.
Damn, I'm brain farting on.
Yeah, lights went out again, and guess who decides to show back up into the TNA?
Who?
You're not gonna guess?
Shoot, I'm looking up the Dago tag team. I'm sorry.
The Ascension.
The Ascension, yes. The Ascension. Yes. Sammy Callahan is back to TNA, ladies and gentlemen.
Again?
The Callahan Death Machine is back in TNA. Yep.
Again?
So he gets rid of Khan. He gets rid of Khan. The referee comes back in. Jordynne Grace hits a finish. 1, 2, 3. Jordynne Grace is still your Knockouts champion. And now for the main event of the night, Nick Nemeth, the Wanted Man, in a World Heavyweight Championship match against Moose. Moose winds up winning the match, and they wind up jumping in the system along with Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards start jumping on top of Nick Nemeth, and the lights go out again.
They ain't paid a bill.
Somebody didn't pay the electric bill this week. The lights going out in Vegas a lot these days.
Because of the Ultimate.
And who shows up? And who shows up? None other than the Broken One, Matt Hardy, who winds up helping out Nick Nemeth and getting rid of all of the system and winds up looking down the belt, grabbing the belt, holding it up, and fade to black. So you got Matt Hardy coming back into TNA. He's not under contract. There's no word of whether or not he's going to actually sign, because there is rumor and innuendo that he may be coming back to the WWE as part of the Wyatt Six. Mm-hmm. They're talking about bringing the Wyatt Six into fruition at some point when they reintroduce Uncle Howdy into WWE.
Well, they're doing those QR codes, and people are super sleuthing them.
So we'll have to see what happens with that. All this will be leading up to the next pay-per-view that they're going to have on May the 3rd, which is Under Siege, of which they already have some of the card put together, if not all of it. The card right now, hold up, I'm trying to get it up here. No pun intended. No diddy. For the Knockouts Tag Team Championship, Spitfire will be going up against Alicia Edwards and Masha Slamovich. Masha Slamovich has gotten rid of her previous tag team partner, Killer Kelly, and has joined up with Alicia Edwards, who is part of the system with Moose Myers and Edwards, being Eddie Edwards' wife. So she is trying to get gold, as well as everybody else in the system has gold right now. Alexander Hammerstone will be in what they call a Clash of the Titans match against Jake Something. PC, there's going to be a mixed tag match where Khan and Steph DeLander will be going up against PCO and Jordan Grace. They got a setup for a X Division championship where Mustafa Ali will be defending the belt against either Ace Austin or Trey Miguel. And that match will happen this coming Thursday to determine who gets that title shot. Okay. And then there will also be a six-man tag team match. Moose, Brian Myers, and Eddie Edwards of the system will be going up against Speedball Mountain, Speedball Mike Bailey, Trent Seven, along with Matt Hardy. So I'm sure there'll be a few other matches that will be put together between now and then for that pay-per-view. We'll go over that one once everything, all the smoke clears on that, and we will talk about that then. So any questions?
Nope, you covered it. We've gotten from one end to being broken. So thank you, Sumo, for bringing us up to speed on all things TNA. And now we're going to round this show out with just touching bases on, as promised, what happened in that WWE draft.
I got a question.
Question.
Is there a way that I can have a Money in the Bank so I can cash in and we can do rock, paper, scissors and I can come pick up my belt tonight?
Nope.
In the words of Michael Myers and the movie Goldmember, that would be a no.
Okay. Here's my thing. I'm going to say this. I'm just being honest. I understand how Vince felt when Stone Cold was champion back in, like, I think this is about 98, 99. And he's like, I'm tired of watching you walk around with that damn belt. That's how I feel about this now. It's only been 2 weeks, but I'm tired of watching you walk around with my damn belt.
Oh, you know what? I actually put it down so I can do that segment. Let me get it back since you don't like it so much. Let me do this here. Heavy is the shoulder that wears the belt. Oh my God, this thing's heavy. Woo!
All right, so now that we got that established.
I'm coming for you!
this past Friday, or yesterday, was the WWE 2024 day one of the draft. So here is how all four rounds plus the supplementary went down. First round went to SmackDown because it was their show, so they had first pick. And it began with being arguably the best pick of all. Bianca Belair ended up being the first round draft pick for SmackDown. And main event, Jey Uso, was the first round pick for Raw. Then SmackDown picked Carmelo Hayes, and then Raw picked Seth freaking Rollins. In the second round, SmackDown went first again, and they picked Randy Orton. Raw made an NXT call-up and selected Bron Breakker. Then SmackDown selected Nia Jax. This will be her first time on SmackDown as their superstar exclusively. And then Raw picked Liv Morgan. In the third round, SmackDown selected LA Knight. Raw selected Ricochet. And then SmackDown countered with selecting the Bloodline, being Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, and Paul Heyman. And then Raw decided to select Sheamus to round out the third round. In the fourth round, SmackDown selected Andrade. Raw selected Kiana James from NXT. SmackDown selected AJ Styles. And Raw picked the Alpha Academy, Chad Gable, Otis, Akira Tozawa, and Maxine Dupri. And then in a supplemental final part of night one of the draft, SmackDown selected the OC, Baron Corbin, Cedric Alexander, and Ashante the Adonis. And then Raw selected Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark, Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn, and they ended their draft night one with Ivar. So that was a lot of good picks, a lot of things going on. We talked about on our television show how we felt about it. So we encourage everybody to go watch that episode to see exactly how we felt exclusively about the draft. We're not going to give you all the deets. We're going to make sure that you have something to look forward to. However, now that we've had about another hour to think about all this first day or night of draftdom, any extra thoughts that come to mind from you two gentlemen?
Did you see Bianca and Jade Friday night? Oh no! I'm hit that little Wayne for you. Woo!
I think Cedric the Entertainer and Barbershop said it best. Bless her. Bless her.
The storm is coming.
I don't know. She might.
No, the storm came.
Well, I hope storm cleaned up. But yeah,
you know what? I'm not even gonna go there. You're not pulling me down there. I'm not doing it.
But can I? Now that we bring that up, isn't it interesting that this may be a seed being planted? Jade Cargill was not drafted on night one.
Good.
No, but Bianca was the first draft of the entire 2024 season.
Think about it from.
Could that be a storyline?
Think about it from this aspect. Now, even though Becky's your champion right now, and the only reason why Becky's your champion because Rhea Ripley's hurt. They stopped Becky from going on vacation because Rhea's hurt. And I really think they could have let Becky go, but it would have been too obvious to give Bianca the title. I would have gave it to Liv Morgan for a little bit. Let her run with it for a little bit, see what she can do. But Bianca being your first pick, that's telling you something right now. She is getting ready to go on a run, whether it's a stable run with Black Girl Magic or whether it's a solo run. But mark my words, Naomi and Jade will be right on SmackDown with her. You already got, it's so many seeds being planted. All you got to do is water and cultivate. You got Nia Jax over on SmackDown. Nia Jax and Jade are going to be in a program together somehow, some way. Tamina is supposed to be working her way back. Minus the straight jacket, I hope.
But I'm about to ask, is the straight jacket on the horizon as well?
Minus
the straight jacket comes back, then Nia's old friend, the pole, or the post, we'll put it that way, is going to be showing up too.
But
no, I think Nia's replaced the post with the brain apron.
Oh, yeah. So she can yell out my hole.
That's what she was saying. That's what she was saying a few minutes ago, before I got on there.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Uh-oh. My hole. You can't find my hole. Scoop one for the big guy.
This one here, okay. Quick with the wit and whatnot. I see you.
Shot fired.
But all jokes aside, I really, really think that her being the number one pick is monumental for so many different reasons. And I'm not going to state the obvious reason. But, yeah, I am going to state the obvious reason, because that's what the fuck I do. If I'm not mistaken, since we've been in this Raw SmackDown draft era, she's the first Black female superstar to be drafted number one overall.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now think about this, and then I'm gonna leave it alone. You got Bianca already on SmackDown. You know, oh my God, I can't think. Street Profits is gonna wind up on SmackDown as well. Now you got the Bloodline. Nia joins the Bloodline. Her and Tamina join the Bloodline. You got Black Girl Magic. You got the Bloodline. You got Street Profits. I smell a feud coming. And that's family. And then it's split down the middle because Naomi got to pick a side. So you got a storyline right there because she got to pick a side. You going to stick with Black Girl Magic or you going to go join the Bloodline with your family?
There's some beefs out there.
It all writes itself.
It does. It does.
I like it.
It's time to rip it up, B.
I like it. Hold on. I got to check it out the Zumo face. Hold on. I like it. That was good. Because I was like, what the hell is this?
There you go, Zumo. I couldn't find no hoes. But I did find some other actors that wanted to jump in to be a part of this show.
Oh, God.
I've been waiting to let that one go for a minute. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell.
No Diddy.
Oh, no, it's going to be Diddy. I'm letting that go. Like Frozen. Either way, it's time for us to get up out of here. Believe it or not, we banged out an hour and a half worth of Mothership time tonight, so keep an eye out for us out there at the DMV. You can see us eventually on your television. If you're like, man, they extra tame and nice and pleasant, then you know you better jump over here on the streaming side so you can watch us wilding out. KG, any last words?
Just because we prim and proper to get on TV don't mean that we don't know how to get low down and dirty. We not just knee deep. We was
totally. Did this mean we can change that? Wrap that up down there to something else.
Well, I think we can. I think that would be.
check. Can we change that? I mean, now that we are,
we separated ourselves.
Well, because I mean,
it's only one way to do it. And if we do it, we got to do it right. So if you're gonna send us home, you got to send us home right. So it is time to wrap that shit up, B.
Well, all I gotta say is diversify your bonds.
Konnichiwa, bitches!